when the police officers came to our door, Carter was actually in the sitting in the window. I happened to see the police, the patrol cars pull up. So he just, you know, zoomed to the front door as fast as he could. And when they came through the front door, the very first thing he did was he was signing police officer, because, of course, Carter is deaf and uses American Sign Language. And so it was a really heartwarming moment because he was signing to them, and he taught them then how to say police officer in sign language. And both of the officers were really, I think, moved by that, to be able to learn that little tiny piece of language that, you know, connects Carter and the police officers that day. So I thought it was just so sweet for him to be able to take that opportunity and teach them a little bit of his own language.
Yeah, and everybody has something to learn from someone else.
Absolutely, for sure. They offered him a ride. There was a female officer and a male officer, and the female officer took him out in her patrol car around our neighborhood. And he was, oh my gosh, he was tickled pink. He couldn't get over that he was actually in a real police car, because, of course, you know, you've seen them on TV, and he acts out arresting people at home and on video games all the time. And to have, I guess, this experience was quite surreal to him. When we got back with the female police officer, the male police officer then took him for a longer ride, which was really a thrill. He could hardly contain himself. He was grinning ear to ear the entire time. And let me tell you that I think the highlight was that he went to his grandparents' house and then surprised them. Of course, having a police officer, a patrol car, pull up in your driveway is always kind of a what's going on moment. So when they saw that it was Carter in the police car, grandparents were beyond consolable. I guess they were just so happy for him. And then we went down, and somebody very dear to our family and to him, he went and he played on a wrist and picked her up.
So he was working.
Yes, he was working. So he patrolled our neighborhood, and he did a fantastic job. And the police officer, Sergeant Day, was the police officer that took him out, was just nothing short of amazing with him, and actually gifted him his very own police cap, RNC police cap. So he went off to school this morning with that proud on his head, and he could not wait to show all of his classmates and to tell them about his adventures on Saturday.
Where did this come from? Is it Carter's birthday, or was this just out of the blue?
This, you know, it's funny because we've been wanting, and we've been kind of thinking about, well, wouldn't it be nice to have this experience for years? Because, like I said, Carter's been interested in this for as long as we can remember. He has his own police uniform that he wears from time to time. He goes around, he tickets people at school and at home. And, you know, if you're caught doing something that you shouldn't be doing, he'll very quickly give you a ticket. And let me tell you, they're all $100, so you don't want to come to our house. It was just a huge surprise. Somebody let it be known to Sergeant Day that Carter was a little boy who was interested in this and might be somebody that he might want to visit. So it was quite nice that somebody took the time to think of Carter and do that for him.
What kind of a lasting impression will this have on young Carter and really on your whole family?
Oh, my gosh. It's a memory that no doubt he'll have a lifetime. And he was, you know, I think he just felt so special and so lucky. And the gratitude that this child has is just, it's heartwarming to know that he got to have that experience and know how much it meant to him. Huge thank you to Sergeant Day, who took time out of his day on Saturday to make this happen. And Officer Brittany came out as well, just to the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary for making this possible and seeing how important this is to young people, making these opportunities happen, realizing that this is just a huge opportunity and what a huge difference it would make in a life of a young person. Just tremendous thanks, so much gratitude from our family.